Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is August 7th, 2018. Today, we will be talking about the art of not caring. Now, to not care doesn't mean to be apathetic or to be empty, but it means to be 100% pro you. So I want to share a story with you about a time when I wasn't 100% me and I was focusing all my energy on someone else. So the first time I got into a relationship, I was 19 and I just entered college. And I asked this girl who I thought was very beautiful to be my girlfriend, and we really didn't have like a solid foundation for a relationship, just that we both were attracted to each other. And as time kept on going by, I just kept on feeling more and more needy and more wanting to be by her side. You know, if she was just going to do a project, like focus on her handwriting, I would say, hey, can I come and just watch you? You know, I would just spend my time being by her side, not building anything within our relationship, but just watching her, observing. Watching her like she was a caged little bird. But that brought me some sort of fulfillment, you know? Feeling like I had a sense of purpose, but it wasn't a real sense of purpose. It was just me passing the time through this individual I considered my girlfriend. So the best thing that could have happened was her dumping me, and it was one of the most painful experiences ever, but because she dumped me, I decided that, okay, I need to find new friends, new things to do. I don't want people to think I'm terrible and like I'm letting this one girl dictate my whole life. You know, I was upset and I wanted to make a valid point, like, you broke up with me is like the worst decision you could have ever made. And that just really fueled me. It motivated me to become better and do things that I wasn't comfortable with in the past. So that breakup really led me into making more friends, into going on more personal adventures where I discovered who I am. And it also led me onto a path that I'm not really proud of, but I think it's important to be mentioned. Like, I went onto a path in which I was like abusing substances like alcohol and marijuana just for the sake of dealing with that pain of a breakup. And through those substances, I made friends and I created the new version of myself, which eventually became someone even greater than that, because I've gone through other breakups. Like the second breakup I had, I focused on her. I was like, how can I spend my time with her? Boom, I get dumped. And then I go through another period of, who am I? I was defining my whole identity based on that relationship. You know, I wasn't focused on myself. I was focused on that girl. I was focused on how can I make her happy? But I wasn't making myself happy. I was abandoning my own truth, my own potential, just because I wanted someone to be with me. And I think that's okay for some people, you know? Some people prefer that sense of comfort. But I don't think a relationship can be built successfully if both individuals don't really know who they are or what they want in life. And I tell you that because when you are still trying to discover who you are, you're building your whole relationship on false ideologies. You know, you're letting someone else determine whether or not you can do something. Like if your partner doesn't like nature, you know, they're probably going to say, let's not go on a nature hike or something. And just because they don't like to do a certain thing, they're going to limit you. And they're preventing you from creating who you want to be because they are letting their own mind, their own personality condemn you. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but I'm saying being with someone when you don't really know what you enjoy is like telling yourself, hey, this person's opinion is more important than your own opinion. And I don't really think we should aim for that in life. We have to validate ourselves and truly consider what we enjoy rather than letting someone else dictate our lives for us. And I tell you that because I've been on that path. And I know some of you, or maybe all of you, or most of you, are going to want to go on the path yourself. You know, I completely understand that because I like to learn through my own experience rather than just listening to what people say. But as I grow older, I find it very important to listen to people who have gone through prior situations. You know, it's great to get firsthand experience, and I'm definitely like all for that because you won't understand what I'm saying unless you experience it yourself. But also remember that you're never going to be alone in any situation. Everyone's probably gone through the same thing you are going to go through. So the first thing you have to do is realize you have to make yourself a priority. If you were like me, putting someone else as number one, whether it be your partner, your children, your family, your friends, you know, take a step back and ask yourself, what do you want? Who do you want to be? And I know a lot of people who listen are probably younger than the group who has kids and like responsibilities. But even if you do have kids and responsibilities, like, I know those require sacrifices, but you also have to ask yourself, what do you want? Because it's not just your, you know, it's not just like the lives of the people you're responsible for, but it's also your life. And you have to keep that sense of responsibility while also living your life meaningfully rather than just living your life for the sake of your responsibility. So how do you get to the state of where you actually care about yourself? Well, the first thing you have to do is make sure you're taking care of your health. You know, because all of this doesn't matter if you're not even willing to put in the effort to make sure you exercise and are taking care of your body. Because without a healthy body, you won't have a healthy mind. You know, if you can't even focus on your physical form, how are you going to focus on your ambitions, on your goals, on your dreams, on your desires? I think everything starts off when you take care of your body. You know, it's the easiest thing to do. And I don't mean working out is easy. I mean that it is the most prominent way of seeing results for the hard work you put in. So after I got dumped like multiple times, I would constantly go to the gym more often and I would try and push myself and see how heavy I could go on certain weights. I would improve myself on my bench press, my deadlifts, my squats, my pull-ups, my dips, my mile run, everything I could do. And it wasn't necessarily that I was obsessed with working out, but it was that I was using my energy, using my emotions to focus on bettering my life rather than thinking about people who weren't really doing anything for me. I didn't want to waste my energy, and rather than focusing on someone else, I gave myself the opportunity to put myself in a better, healthy form. And I tell you to work out simply because it's very visually appealing. You know, we live in a very, I suppose the best way to put it is like, people care about how you look. And I'm not saying that you should care how people look, but I think you would probably feel happier about who you are if you could accept yourself and the way you look. And I think working out is like definitely the first step to caring about how you look. And I don't mean care about how you look, but I mean accept yourself. I want you to feel good in your own skin. And when you exercise, you start to fit that normalized standard of what beauty is. And I'm not saying that standard matters, but I'm saying that you are more likely to feel pretty when everyone around you thinks you fit that standard of beauty. So besides that, besides looking right and feeling right, I think it's very important for you to spend time reading. Most of my life, I didn't read at all because I thought books were lame and I didn't think that they could actually teach me anything. You know, how are words really going to affect your life when you can go outside and do something fun? But as I grew older, I realized how important words are. Words affect how we think and how we believe and how we understand the world. And so by reading books, you allow your mind to get a grander scope of reality and a grander scope of different perspectives, and you allow yourself to come in contact with new words and new ideas and new ways of changing your life. And when you read a book, it's not like you're just spending your time reading, but it's your time understanding the soul and mind of another individual, understanding the human experience through another set of eyes. And for me, reading has definitely been a great part of my life. I've read books that help me understand life, books that help me understand myself. You know, reading a lot of philosophy, psychology, history, seeing how the problems I face today were faced by other individuals in different periods. And I think that sense of connection is very important. Connect with the past in order to connect with who you want to be. And lastly, spend time alone. You know, you gotta discover who you are. And you won't figure out who you are if you're always hanging out with your friends. And don't get me wrong, I love spending time with my friends. I love being with other people. I love hearing what people have to say and learning new things. And even though all that is great, all that friendship, all that camaraderie is wonderful, but you've got to make time for yourself. You got to show yourself that you are important, that you are worthy of your time, that you are worthy of experiencing life, that you are worthy. You got to like put it into your mind that you are worthy. You know, the external world will constantly tell you what to believe and tell you how to think and tell you what to value. But until you step inside yourself and observe yourself and listen to yourself and listen to what you like and what you don't like and what you want and what you don't want, you won't truly find fulfillment in life. You know, there are so many people walking through life being told what to want, being told what to believe. You know, have you ever heard about like get rich, get a big family, get married? All these ideas, right? Telling you how to live your life and how your life will feel perfect. You know, you can chase after those ideas, chase after those values, and you can get there, you know? You can get there and have everything you were told to have. But that doesn't necessarily mean that once you have everything you were told to believe in, that you will be fulfilled, that you'll be happy. You know, there are a lot of people who reach those points, reach those social achievements of like having a family, getting married, having a house, having a car, having kids, but yet they're not fulfilled. And that's because they don't know themselves. They're basing their whole identity around those ideas that were given to them. You know, but who are you really when you take everything away? Because all those things I mentioned before, all those social achievements are temporary. You know, the house you live in, the car you have, the wife you have, the kids you have, the husband you might have, all of that can change instantly. So, in order to find something that won't change or is less affected by the external world, you have to look inside yourself and you have to determine who you are and determine what direction you want your life to head towards. And I think that's where true fulfillment comes from, when you know yourself. It's always about know thyself first. And you can't know yourself until you make yourself a priority. And when you know yourself, the world starts unlocking itself in ways you can never imagine. Because the way we are told to live, the way we are told to live our lives every day, is not consistent with what you will find inside of yourself. Because what you are on the inside is not what you are told to believe in. Because what society tells you is true does not coincide with what you are on the inside of your heart, on the inside of your mind. And only when you look at yourself from a true perspective of what's on the inside can you understand what you want and where you want to be. So I ask you, spend time alone and look inside your heart. Look inside your mind and find what truly fulfills you. And only then will you be able to stop caring about what people think. Because when you are happy with what you do, when you are happy with who you are, when you are happy being 100% yourself, will you truly be alive? You know, I see a lot of people and I think they're dead on the inside because they aren't genuine. They're afraid of what people think. They care too much about what someone else believes. You know, they don't make themselves that number one priority. They're not 100% them. They're like 20% someone they care about, 20% their parents, 20% like the country they live in. They're 20% something else. They're 100% everything that's not them. And even though that brings them comfort and they build their identity on all these things that aren't them, they may find like temporary relief. But until they go inside themselves and ask the big questions about who they are and who they want to be, they will never find fulfillment. And so I ask you, dear listener, put yourself first and discover who you are. And I don't mean that you will find it immediately, but always work towards finding out who you are and accepting who you are and being 100% okay with who you are. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope this podcast has been helpful. I believe in you in so much, and I know you can accomplish everything. So I wish you luck and enjoy the rest of your day.